the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
If I sound like crap, I'm terribly sorry. But if I don't, welcome to the Rant and Wrestling Podcast, episode 98. We're getting really, really close to that 100th episode. And I'm joined here by Doomsday, the Tweener World Champion. Can I get a oh yeah?
Oh yeah, the strength is not dead, it's running wild. Yes, it is.
And what are you going to do? brother. Of course, you know who I am. I'm Booty KJ. I'm one half of the World Tag Team Champions. Still, Tag Team Champions. In my headset, it sounds horrid.
Sounds fine to me.
He sounds fine to him. I'm gonna just trust this guy. So, speaking of this guy, what are we talking about today, man?
There's a bit of New Japan news going around. Of course, some NXT news also. Bret Hart news. Yeah, unfortunately. What else? Cornette is back in the wrestling news. Beefing with someone else. So let's get to it.
All right. Let's start with Cornette first.
All right. Cornette. Jim Cornette. I forgot what podcast he was on.
I think he was on his own. His own podcast.
What's up?
I think he was on his own podcast, I think.
His own. It might have been Vince Russo's. Somebody's. I think it was Russo's. I don't know. But he starts talking shit about Lucha Underground. Just a big old pile of mess. Of course, he's one of those old douchebags or whatever, and he goes saying, like, oh, the production is great! The production is great! It's production like a Hollywood movie, but the product itself is garbage, and all this. So basically, he just bashed it for being different. It was really, really fucking stupid.
But that's what people wanted. They wanted things to be different.
It's not wrestling to him. It's not wrestling.
It is a television show.
It's a freaking show, dude. of course it's different, dude. But just because it doesn't suit your taste doesn't make it that much like worse than it is, you know?
Right.
And it's fucking amazing. So I don't see it's this old man mentality that he's got that really rubs a lot of people the wrong way. And it feels like it's gotten worse every year too. But I believe Mark Jindrak at some point, aka Marco Corleone, I think he's in CMLL right now. I think he's in CMLL. Which, because he jumps around the Mexican companies, right? These days. Mark Ginger. Yeah. But, yeah, he put his 2 cents in it and said that, of course, I think he called Jim Cornette, I'm paraphrasing, I think he called him like a fat fuck from the 70s, that's stuck in the 70s or whatever, that can't get hired anywhere. Anyway, so, I don't know, they kind of traded barbs a little bit. I think Cornette even tried to criticize Jindrak, saying, like, oh, back when you were in OVW, I wouldn't have, that's why back then I didn't, really believe in you and didn't book you in much stuff and blah, 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 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, I think I find it funny how, like, Cornette brought up OVW for the fact that you don't, like, coming from OVW, you don't see anybody really saying anything nice about him from his, like, OVW days, you know?
Right.
When he had that big crop. He was, I believe he was one of the guys, principal guys, around when, like, all that, like, hot talent was, like, just coming up. Just about to come up. What was it? Brock Lesnar, Batista.
Randy Orton, John Cena.
Cena, all those dudes were around. You don't see any of them praising him. You don't see any of them ever mentioning this guy. So, like, I don't know. It's just funny to me. I don't know. Like, I guess he's had some contributions, I guess, to wrestling, but overall, no one gives a shit. And plus, like, all the negative shit that he's been garnering in the past, like, how many years, really counteracted it. It's just that grumpy old man mentality is really pissing people off.
Yeah, he needs to relax. I know he has a history of saying things that shouldn't be said or doesn't need to be said.
Yeah.
And everyone, I'm sure, Lucha Underground is awesome. I actually have never heard anything really bad said about Lucha Underground, especially for the first-timers that looked at Ultima Lucha.
Yeah.
Because I think that was some of the people's first time seeing it. I stumbled upon it. Like, I was late, but I did watch it. I didn't watch the whole show. I would go on YouTube and watch the matches of the week. And that would be my fix. And that was great, watching those. So, I don't know why. And yes, it is look like a movie. Yes, they do have a guy that goes to outer space like Aerostar. Yes, they have a dragon named Drago. And yeah, and bad girls and stuff like that. Yeah, like, it's stuff like that that makes it different. It is an alternative. You know, it's something that people wanted. Some people wanted something different from WWE and TNA and even Ring of Honor. Because it's not any of those three. It's a Lucha Underground. They don't even have abbreviations for their names. Like WWE, TNA, ROH. Their title is Lucha Underground. That's how different they are.
Yeah, man.
So Cornette, just take a nap, you know, take your vitamins, pills, and minerals, or whatever.
Just eat a dick. Eat a dick.
Or that. What's the Bret Hart news?
Earlier this week he reported that he now has prostate cancer.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, so, He's battling that, and a lot of superstars and all that, they gave their well wishes to him. Hopefully he pulls through, gets that all cleared up. Hopefully he has whatever surgery or chemo and goes into remission. But, yeah, he's garnered a lot of support. Twitter highlighted it for a while. Madison Square Garden on Wednesday, they actually put up on their, they have their, like, LED display, and they had a picture of him and had Get Well Soon, so he has support from New York, so it's a good thing. And he's collaborating with Cameron on some music, apparently, so, yeah. So it's not all bad. For Bret Hart. He's doing that nice collabo, which is going to be interesting, to say the least. I believe it's called Sharpshooter. So watch out for that.
And both guys do wear pink, so I can see them getting along very well.
It makes sense. Both of them revolutionized the pink. Bret Hart revolutionized it in wrestling, and Cameron revolutionized it in hip hop, so it works.
Yeah. Whoa, who's that girl in the ring? Cause I got NXT on right now, and Kana Asuka is in the ring now, and I want to say that's Santana Garrett.
That looks like Santana Garrett, cause Santana Garrett wears a headband, right?
Right. So I was like, is that her? And then she's like supposed to be like a top tier wrestler in the Indies.
The Indies, yeah.
All right. Well, good for her. I didn't know she was down there.
Because I remember she was in TNA for a little while, then she left TNA.
Yeah, they don't really last that much down in TNA, unfortunately. I actually watched that, well, I just had it on as background thing, but I watched that, Women of Honor match they had not, had on YouTube just now, with, Amber O'Neil, or now known as Amber Gallows, the Bullet Babe from the Bullet Club for life, going up against Veda Scott, and...
Was that the latest one?
Yeah, because it was released today.
Okay, I need to go check that out.
And I watched it, and I really wasn't expecting too much, but I looked up Amber O'Neil's age, and she is 41.
When I found out she was married to Gallows, I looked her up, and then I was like, good Lord, wow.
Yeah.
I was surprised a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, now I know that. Like,
she's older than him.
Yeah. She's like, what is it, 33?
I think he's like in his mid-30s, and she's like in her 40s. Good for her, I guess, man.
That's right. Yeah, but I was just like, wow, I didn't know she was old like that. Like, she's older than Cena.
She's older than Cena, good idea.
Like, and she's up there with, like, Big Show and Christopher Daniels and whatnot, you know? Like, I think it's coming.
See, I guess you could kind of compare her to Daniels in the fact that they don't really show their age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Daniels really can't tell.
Yeah, you can't tell, really, for him. Like,
he's definitely goatee back in the day.
Yeah,
but, oh, yeah, sorry, we drifted off of Bret Hart. But, yeah, from us and Rhea, Randy Wrestling, I hope you get well soon. Hope you and Cameron have a nice time in the booth. No, I haven't heard Cameron in years.
Oh, what you mean? You haven't heard him in years? No, I made a video, Strickland video with a new song he came out with 2 years ago. You didn't even watch that, did you?
I did watch it, but I haven't heard him. I don't listen to rap that much.
That's rude. You didn't even listen to it.
I did listen to it. You make like a lot of videos. I did listen to it. I hit the like button.
Yeah. Like. 519 on YouTube. Yes, I have a whole bunch of stuff still re-uploaded on there, so check that out.
Getting banned from shit.
Yeah, gotta get my shit in.
Yes, get your shit in. But, let me see. Anything happened on Monday Night Raw?
I didn't pay attention to Monday Night Raw. I have no idea what happened. All I know is that, like, AJ, like, beat up Miz... I guess. And, like, I think they're supposed to have a match on SmackDown or something. I don't know. And I think the only thing besides that I caught was that I guess Jericho still has his eye on AJ or something like that. This may end up leading to some type of fast lane match between AJ and Jericho, some type of rematch or something. I don't know. But, it would be nice to have AJ wrestle some, should I say more top-tier guys from this era.
There's a problem with wrestling Cool Dad Chris Jericho.
Yes, I love Chris Jericho, but I don't know. Just him, like, he's played out these days.
You think he did, they're not using AJ Styles right already? Like, he should be wrestling who? Because everybody, he does have a lot of options. Like, he can wrestle anyone.
He has a ton of options. That's the thing about it.
Some of them are injured. So keep that in mind, too.
Same. Yeah, because, that's the other news about today. Because, like, who else got injured this week? Sheamus, I think something happened to his arm or wrist or whatever. Like, he had his arm in a cast or whatever.
And I heard it might be past Mania that he might come back. I heard it wasn't serious.
Yeah.
It's one of
Originally, Del Rio was injured, but then now they're saying he's going to be fine for Fastlane. Whatnot.
Yeah, I think his back was hurting or something. Something small. It wasn't like... Seth Rollins' injury wasn't like Cesaro or Tyson Kidd's injury, something like that. It wasn't that bad. But I did hear he did get it. The injury bug needs to stop spreading. Because all this changing None of this would have happened if Seth Rollins didn't get hurt. Now, everybody else can get hurt, but Seth Rollins was the key to everything that WWE had planned.
He was the catalyst.
Basically.
The true architect of everything that's been going wrong.
And since he got injured, they had it with Roman Reigns. Yes, Triple H is the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, but if they have Roman Reigns injured, then WWE might fold. Because they are going to be running out of people. Brock Lesnar is not full-time. You know, he's not full-time. They built new stars, right?
Yeah, they're trying to.
I mean, they tried with Bray. He's still relevant. He's still good.
Yeah.
They still got a. Well, what are they doing with Tyler Breeze?
Nothing. Nothing really.
Had that big moment on Breaking Ground. Got him called up to the roster. You know, and nothing. Nothing. Why nothing?
Like, I don't know, man.
Do you not any clue? Like, why did they bring him up then? And then they job him out, and then they job, and then they got the what is that? The Social Network Outcast? What are they? The Social.
Yeah,
then they got that group. And he's just like, what about you bringing up Tyler Breeze? Granted, they brought up Kevin Owens and they use him well, but that's just one guy. You still got a whole roster to think about. A whole roster. You know, so it's like I know they're thinking of the future. I know they are, because with the women's division, with the with Charlotte, Becky Lynch, and Sasha Banks, I know that somebody cares about somehow. You know, with the people title, but it's that's the reason why we watch this.
Right.
Okay, well, you got Eva Lee's going up against the biggest dude in the company for the whole, you know, Lucha Underground Championship. You see, yeah, close near falls and all that riffraff, but I don't know. What's going on in Ring of Honor?
Man, I'm barely, like...
Like, we don't even talk about them this much.
I'm barely caught up on Ring of Honor TV right now. The other day... I was thinking about with Ring of Honor. I think the last thing I saw was like a street fight, some like Philly street fight between like the Kingdom and like, what was it, the Young Bucks and some other people. I forgot what it was. I don't know.
Oh, I did hear that Kenny Omega is coming back to Ring of Honor for their anniversary show.
For the in Vegas, yeah.
Now that's a good addition because we haven't seen. Kenny Omega in a couple years, I think, since the Gabe days.
Ring of Honor, he hasn't been in Ring of Honor since HDNet.
Yeah.
Because it was, last thing I remember was Kenny Omega versus Kenny King. The two Kennys were wrestling each other. That's the one thing I remember. I think that was the first, I believe that was the first HDNet episode. That's the last time I remember Kenny Omega in Ring of Honor.
Yeah, and it really wasn't panning out for him really well. Like, I don't know if he wasn't connecting with the crowd or something like that. It just didn't seem like he just fit. Like how Solomon Crowe didn't really fit in NXT, but in everywhere else he was good.
I think a lot of what had to do with it was a Cornette with him, I think, most likely.
Yeah. You know, so, yeah, Kenny Omega, the cleaner from the Bullet Club, he's coming back to Ring of Honor. And I believe he's only there because Nakamura can't be there because he's now in the WWE.
Right.
You know, so they had to find some substitution. I think Hiroki Goto is coming back. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a War of the Worlds show or a Global War show and an anniversary show.
Right?
You said what?
Is Ishii supposed to be at the...
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is going to be the first time Ishii shows up to Ring of Honor.
Yeah. And Tanahashi might not be there because of his... Back?
Back, yeah. He's had some back problems.
Oh, his shoulder. I think it was something like his shoulder. It's a new injury.
A new one? Oh.
Yeah, like, it happened, like, a couple weeks ago. They put it in there, like, on their website.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's supposed to be teaming up with Michael Elgin. So I don't know if it's like game time decision with him or they're going to find a quick replacement for him. I don't know. But it's not like it's a big deal. It's a special attraction tag match or something like that. Want to talk some football?
Football?
Because Super Bowl Sunday is right around the corner. Okay. So, we got Cam Newton's Carolina Panthers against Peyton Manning's Denver Broncos.
Dabbing on them folks.
Dabbing on everyone. In California, where Super Bowl 50 will take place. As days go by, I still can't really pick a winner. I really can't. It's tough. Both of their offense is good. I think Peyton Manning is back on track now that he's healthy now, because his stats really wasn't showing. What is it, like 9 touchdowns, 17 interceptions, led the league in interceptions, even when he was gone, you know, when he was out on injury. The Carolina Panthers defense is actually really, really good. And so is the Broncos defense. They're really, really good. Both of them are number one seeds.
Yeah, Broncos D is number one.
Yeah, but Panthers D is number two.
Yeah, that's right.
Number one in the NFC. So, you know. And their offense is really, really good. And that was without Kelvin Benjamin. They made it to the Super Bowl without their best receiver. And, you got Greg Olsen. And Ted Ginn looks like he's starting to find his little thing. The guy Brown, number 10. Jonathan Stewart almost got 1,000 yards rushing. And, of course, you got the ultimate threat, who was Cam'ron Newton. You know. So, You got any thoughts or any picks on the Super Bowl Doomsday? Who you got?
I got Panthers. It's gonna be 21-14.
Yeah. Broncos are gonna get 14 points.
Yeah. They don't really get 14 points.
It's possible.
Peyton Manning might get murked. I don't know. If they start Peyton Manning, he's getting murked.
Yeah, I remember the last time the Broncos was there. Like how you said, Peyton Manning got murked. The Denver Broncos got murked. And they're pretty much the same team from 2012 when they played the Seahawks.
Right. Or
2013 when they played the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They got murked. And I did not see that coming because Peyton Manning was breaking offensive records. With their tight end Julius Thomas, who was not there anymore, Demaryius Thomas is still there. You know, so it's almost like they got the same team. Almost their defense maybe a tad bit better. You know, so Cam got to watch out for that stuff. And Peyton Manning going up with the best defense in the NFC. You know, they are the number one seed for a reason. But I don't know, man. I really can't tell you who's going to win the Super Bowl. I just hope it's a good Super Bowl. I don't want it to be ass. I don't want it to be bored. I don't want it to be a blowout. Here's what I think is going to happen. You know how the Panthers normally always have a lead, like a big lead, how they had with, like, the Seahawks and how they had with the Cardinals, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they might blow the lead, and the Broncos are going to start coming back.
I don't know, man.
It might be to lead the interception to the crib or force fumble by Von Miller. It's going to do the thing. But I think they might blow the lead. But I think the Panthers still might win. And here's another thing to think about. Peyton Manning talking about retiring. Is he going to retire? Is he going to go to Los Angeles, play for the Rams? Is he going to, like, because if it was me, you win the Super Bowl, you're old as hell, just retire. Just go. Just go. Do what John Elway did with Denver. You know? Just go. That's what I would do. But if not, if I lose, hey, you can play another season, break that record. I think you got not just how many starts. I think it's like how many wins a starting quarterback has. And I think he tied the record. But yeah, I think you should try to do that. Cam, if it's a year for you to win a Super Bowl, this is it. This is it right here. Gotta pull it off here. You gotta execute really well on offense. But I think he's gonna be fine. I think he's gonna play like how he plays. I don't think he's gonna change anything that didn't get them there. You know, I think he's gonna go up there and, impress a lot of people out there. You know, he is going up against a former Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl, I believe, 3 times. This is his 4th time going.
Yeah.
You know?
He has to for the culture.
He has to.
Niggas need him to lose and Cam to win.
When was the last time you had a black quarterback that won the Super Bowl?
What?
What was the last black quarterback that won the Super Bowl?
Oh, shit. I don't know. Wilson half black.
No, he's not. African American. He's got that good hair.
Nah, he mixed.
Yeah, he's mixed.
He mixed. So I guess he don't really count.
Yeah.
gotta get that full blooded black.
I think the last one that went, to my knowledge, Donovan McNabb. And he lost to the Patriots. You know, that was the last time of recent memory.
That hurt my soul so bad. I still have my McNabb jersey, too. Oh, that hurt my soul.
That was a good game. They tried to have a drive towards the end because they were only down by a touchdown. So all they had to do was just have a good game-winning drive. They couldn't do it. They just couldn't do it. I think Doug Williams was, like, the last black quarterback and he was the Redskins. But that was the last one to off the top of my head. Honestly, I really don't have much else to do today, man. Unless you got something.
Alright, yeah, of course I got shit. Oh, yeah, shit. Alright, I'm just going to recap what's that shit called. Road to New Beginning. This took place on January 30th, New Japan's, I believe it was New Japan's first Road to New Beginning that was broadcast on their New Japan World. This one was significant for the fact that this was Shinsuke Nakamura's last match in New Japan Pro Wrestling. So, first match was David Finlay versus Harai Kawato, which is interesting. Kawato, he's one of the newer young lions in New Japan. I'm sorry, I butchered his first name. I'm just going to say Kimatsu and Sho Tanaka. They are leaving to Mexico to join CMLL for their foreign excursion because, as most people are aware, Young Lions, they will wrestle for a while in New Japan, wear the black trunks and all that stuff. Go to their excursion overseas, either in Europe, North America, or Central America, and tear it up, and then come back. I can't pronounce his name too much. I think it's Kamaitachi. He had returned some weeks, about a week or two ago, for a Fantastica Mania, but only briefly. He's been in the excursion in CMLL for a couple years now, and he may be returning to New Japan by the end of the year. But yeah, those two young lions are gone. A few more young lions are coming up. It's going to be interesting how these guys develop. But Sho and Kamatsu, those dudes were really, really good, and they'll sorely be missed for a good while. They always had some like really good dope opening matches, even though they were usually short. Just to continue on, Yoshihashi ended up defeating Jay White. the crowd was like adamantly behind Jay White. He's of course he's one of the another one of the Young Lions. Him and David Finley are, I guess, the senior Young Lions now. Interesting enough, both of them are white guys. Both of the senior Young Lions are white dudes. One from Australia and one from North America. But yeah, they're really behind Jay White. Yoshihashi, once again, cannot catch a break with the crowd or anywhere else. But he still gets the W either way. Okay, then there's a veterans match of Liger, Kojima, and Tenzan versus Tiger Mask, Nakanishi, and Nagata. Of course, the Liger team ended up taking the W. It's a pretty decent match. Not much to be said about that. Then there was the Bullet Club B team of Bad Luck Fale and Takahashi, who ended up defeating Yano and Sakuraba. Of course, another throwaway. No one really cares. And then next one was Los Ingobernables of Naito, Evil, and Bushi. Versus Taguchi, Captain New Japan, and Kushida. That great heel team of Los Ingobernables and getting the win. Stuff isn't that great in it anyway. It's whatever. It's another throwaway. Okay. And then, yeah, what's up?
No, I was just laughing at the other throwaways.
Yeah, because, yeah, basically all the matches were throwaways. It's whatever. Then, again, another team of Bullet Club, Kenny Omega, Anderson, Gallows, and Hall defeated Elgin, Juice Robinson, Makabe, and Harma of Great Bash Heel. This was a decent match. Again, another throwaway. It was whatever. Kenny Omega got the win. He rammed his fucking knee into the side of Juice Robinson's face. And it was game over. And, of course, the last match was Shinsuke's last, which is Okada, Shinsuke, and Ishii versus Goto, Tanahashi, and Shibata. This match was interesting for the fact that you had the whole Nakamura, Tanahashi beef going during it, Ishii Shibata beef going during it, and Goto Okada, especially with Goto, seems more and more he's doing heel tactics, beating the shit out of Okada, and the fans have responded to it in kind and basically turned on him, who and with him Goto being a face for this long, it's kind of weird hearing how much he's been being booed these days, but I think it's makes it interesting, kind of fills that heel gap that people need or whatever, because normally in New Japan it's not, they don't have that much of a heel thing, because, like technically Nakamura and Okada and shit and Ishii were supposed to kind of be heels or whatever, but, like, at some point the crowd started loving them, so it's, like, a lot of the matches, like, no one's really getting booed ever. it's really rare, but, yeah, Goto, it has a great, like, heel reaction. I love it, but Nakamura ended up hitting that Boombaye, but gave the win to Ishii, and Ishii wins with a brain with his brain buster. After the match, Kenny Omega comes out and tries to start shit with Nakamura, but Tanahashi steps in front of him. As you know, the IC title has been vacated, so what it looks like is going to be Tanahashi and Omega, who's going to fight for the vacated title, which should be a really interesting match, and definitely something that'll have Omega definitely proving himself that he belongs in a heavyweight division. Of course, Shinsuke had his little speech. He had his last yow and all that good shit. All his chaos buddies were out. Everybody was hugging. Okada was crying. And he got carried out, and the crowd was loving it, man. And he had his last goodbye. So it was nice. It was a nice send-off for him. It's funny. It was kind of a stark contrast to AJ. AJ, how he ended up getting beat up, but in the end, when he got his send off, but yeah, it was still cool, man. It was great. I guess the crowd's definitely gonna miss him, but they could always catch him on NXT TV because NXT is now available in Japan. So
finally,
and so what are your thoughts on? Shinsuke moving to New Japan, moving away from New Japan into NXT anyway.
I just want to know why Okada always crying.
Yo, he cries like a bitch.
Yeah. but yeah, the last yow, you know, had to be like really, really great. I'm sure that Nakamura is going to miss them. Who knows? He might be back one day, you know, just because. Yeah, like, people in WWE. Like, they like to go back. Like, I know that, I think Drake Younger is going to be inducted in, like, CZW's Hall of Fame,
Speaking of, yeah, now, it's funny you mentioned that. Sorry to, like, kind of, like, segue, but, he's ended up doing that whole, joining the CZW Hall of Fame, and CZW is actually doing the whole WWN live experience thing on WrestleMania weekend. So it's really interesting to see CZW linked up with Gabe and all that, especially with Gabe having ties to NXT and Triple H and all that shit like that. So I don't know. I feel like it's Triple H is slowly assimilating the indie wrestling scene in the United States, but we'll see what happens with this all the CZW stuff.
Right. Yeah, like it's like WWE now. I mean, now they're doing the whole thing with Evolve. Like they're getting kind of comfortable, you know. And if they just signed AJ Styles, who's made a name for himself in a different promotion. I don't know. WWE might be kind of relaxing a little bit. Yeah. I don't know. It could be. But then again, you know, it is WWE, so.
It's tactics.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's tactics. They're they're trying to make sure they choke out places like Ring of Honor, PWG, and all those other like hot places before they get too hot and become a real threat.
Yeah, it's like when your friends come over your house too much, and they start getting comfortable, like, leaving their shit there at their house, and then you know they're going to be there, like, within the hour to come back. Not to get it, but just to chill at the house.
Yeah.
You know, you might get that kind of comfortable. Who knows? Yeah. But, yeah, Nakamura, hopefully, you know, NXT treats him well. We don't know what else he's going to do there. They did leak out the NXT Dallas show.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so Nakamura will be there. I'm pretty sure everybody with the spoilers and all that stuff.
Yeah, so you heard about about who he's facing, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah. And I'm trying to not spoil it, but I'm pretty sure everyone knows already, you know, but I'm still going to keep my mouth shut, you know, it'll just wait and see. I like to wait and see for things like the freaking spoilers for Ultima Lucha or whatever the hell, like they're already out.
Yeah. Lucha Underground. That's why, I avoid Twitter. And the funny thing is that even Lucha Underground's, like, their own Twitter, they, like, spoil it, too. They just post mad GIFs of what's going on. So like they'll do it all in real time and shit since it's all pre-taped or whatever. So like I just try to stay off Twitter and all that while all of Lucha Underground is going on.
Yeah, like that I found out by Wikipedia. And I took a glance at it and I was like, oh shit, that might be a spoiler.
Don't look at Lucha Underground stuff long.
Yeah, cause I was just trying to find, when it was coming back on TV. And that's how I found out about that.
That's why you Google it, man. That's why you Google it. Don't wiki anything.
But that might give me a spoiler also.
Nah, not really.
It might.
If you could read a headline, you could avoid a spoiler.
Well, I didn't know. It was not like I was looking for a spoiler. I was just looking for a date.
You could say Lucha Underground premiere date. Google that, and then you would have easily popped up without a spoiler. I guarantee you would have done that.
That's fine. Like, if I saw it, I saw it. It's not a big deal. I just don't know what the hell to do. That's all right. Not a big deal. But, anything else wrestling-wise?
Another thing was New Japan news. We were just talking about this earlier about, like, guys who to look out for to get signed somewhere and get, like, noticed or whatever. I was talking about the British guys. And lo and behold, Will Ospreay ends up getting signed to New Japan Pro Wrestling. So he will no longer be a free agent. He's locked down in he's going to be locked down in New Japan in their most likely in their juniors division, which definitely needs the boost. He's a great addition to it. One thing that was really funny was that allegedly TNA was pissed that Ospreay signed with New Japan, because I guess they kind of thought they had, like, some type of, like, verbal agreement or whatever with Will Ospreay to keep working with him or something like that. But, you know, I don't know. Anyway, I feel like TNA wouldn't have had the money to shell out to be able to give him a decent contract anyway. I don't know. TNA has been real shaky when it comes to deals, as you can see. Like, look at what happened with James Storm. Like, they could have easily kept him that whole time around, but they let him go, and they didn't realize until later that, oh, he's worth this amount of money, so they finally re-signed him.
Right.
But, yeah, man. TNA's slipping up. But yeah, Will Ospreay is an awesome addition. So, and what do you think about that?
Will Ospreay is a really great talent. I saw his highlight takes from, I believe him and Jimmy Havoc.
Yeah.
You know, and this guy was like super athletic. I have yet to watch the Battle of Los Angeles. I'm really far behind, but I believe Will Ospreay is going to be in the next PWG show. I could be wrong. But I think he's coming back, but yeah. I'll have to double check that.
Yeah, he'll probably honor the rest of whatever indie dates he still has left before he shows up in New Japan, and he'll probably have a decent amount of leeway anyway. So
is Kota Ibushi coming back?
When is he coming back officially? Do you know?
I do not know. I think he's been injured since what, like April, May.
He's been injured since like at least mid 2000.
He won something in March.
What did he win? I think it was the New Japan Cup.
Yeah, he won that in March.
And yeah, like he would have that was a decent hit to New Japan. It wasn't like a huge hit, but it was a decent hit. I think they need him now more than ever though. Especially with guys like AJ and Shinsuke gone. They need him back and they need him healthy.
Now.
Yeah, now.
Now. You know, and I don't think the tag division, I think that's fine. You know, but
I have a problem with the junior tag division for the fact that they play hot potato with that title so much. That's my big problem with it. I love the talent in general, but like the hot potatoing is like to me. The heavyweight tag title division, that's a different story. I don't think it's not really my cup of tea, especially with Great Bash heel as champs. I guess it was interesting for having Hanma have his first title, but at the same time, Hanma, with all that shit that went down in late 2015 with him, kind of killed it for a whole bunch of people. But their heavyweight tag team division is real weak, though. Because who is it? Gallows and Guns, who are most likely going to be gone soon. Great Bash Heel. I don't even know who the other tag teams are in it. And then, but the thing is, and then they also threw in the whole trios, the whole never six-man tag team belt. So I don't even know how that division's going to work. So everything's unusual in New Japan, but it's unusual, but it makes it a little bit interesting. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait and see. What else?
Not done yet. Okay. But yeah, speaking of, I was talking about TNA earlier. Did you hear the stuff with Rebby Sky and Awesome Kong?
They had a backstage scuffle at a TNA taping.
Yeah. Apparently, the beef's been around for a few years, man.
Can't be fighting that way, man. You're too old.
Too old for this shit.
You are.
I think the beef started with, like, I think they said something. I think they said that the beef originally started when Rebby Sky criticized Sid Vicious for, like, no-showing an event or something like that. And she publicly did that or whatever. And then I think Awesome Kong jumped in. They called her a bimbo. And it's just been ugly, though. Everything. But I find it funny how, like, Matt Hardy and Rebby Sky stay beefing with people these days on the social media and in the back and all this other stuff. I find that hilarious. He almost ended up in a, and the funny thing is that Matt Hardy almost ended up in a beef with the New Day.
Oh, man.
But luckily, he nipped that in the bud real quick because I think he was smarter than that. He was smarter than that, because, like, he would have lost. you don't speak on social media with three black dudes. You don't.
Especially Big E.
Especially Big E. Yeah, he has the best clapbacks on social media, period. Yeah, you can't touch him on Twitter.
Yeah, he's pretty, he got at somebody. I don't know who it was. It probably was a fan, but it's probably always a fan. But yeah, he had to get on them about something. I had to retweet that, you know. But yeah, don't get on people on no social media, man. Try to get yourself some buzz, trying to get yourself famous out there. I mean, look at Kanye. He over there assuming stuff, and now everybody got a hashtag and all that stuff. I don't want to get into it.
How everybody got all up in his business with the booty, and the booty and all that crazy stuff.
Yeah.
All that could have been avoided if he didn't get his stick his nose in all that and stuff like that and try to assume. But of course, you gotta criticize Wiz Khalifa a little bit. He did get a little overblown with the whole wavy shit and Max B and all that, whatever. I don't know why he was so pissed off.
Yeah. And somehow Meek Mill is still losing this feud.
Hey man, Meek Mill, his last two EPs were pretty good. The last one had, like, I forgot what the song was called, but it had a nice-ass clapback. It was funny as hell for the fact that Drake came up with a new track, right?
Yeah.
Drake had a whole bunch of quotables in it, and the funny thing is that Meek Mill came out with a song not too long, like, mere minutes or hours or whatever, like, after the fact, that had responses to half, like about half of the stuff in it. Meek Mill played a perfect game, and was able to. I don't know if he's saying. I think he claims that that Drake's Ghostwriter told him. So it would be funny if somebody had already slipped that to him before him. But like it was a great move on Meek Mill's part. The only problem is that no one is checking for Meek Mill. That's the only problem. No one's checking for Meek Mill's music as they are used to.
Oh, man.
Which is a shame because I still really, really like Meek Mill. I can't stand Drake though. I'm sorry, I can't.
Had enough of him.
Yeah, I can't. Drake was kind of dope. Okay, Drake was dope to me in like high school when he came out with that So Far Gone mixtape.
Yeah.
And he was all right after that. For like a good few years, and then he got a little agitating, and then he came up with some hot stuff here and there for me, but like I wasn't really feeling it. But then I think early last year I started getting back into him, but then this whole Meek Mill shit turned me off once again. But if you really, really think about it, Drake is one of those dudes, he rides waves super, super hard. He will ride the shit out of a wave and then toss you in the bushes. Like just look at a list of dudes that were up and coming that he hopped on the track to. One track basically sucked the soul out of their wave, and then you never heard from them collabing again ever.
That's a shame.
You like Migos, he hopped on the Versace track. They haven't collaborated since that track. Migos is lucky that they still have a good buzz. Who else? Fetty Wap. Luckily, Fetty Wap had a whole bunch of hits. He had like a couple hits before My Way, luckily. So he was safe. But he hasn't worked with Drake since either. I love McCoy, and he was on that. Remember that Tuesday track?
Yeah.
Drake actually signed him, but guess what? He has kept I Love McCoy on the shelf for a good year or two since then. That's crazy, dude.
Wow.
He sucked his wave and made him a slave to his record label. That's sad, dude. But yeah, and then there's others that I can't really put on the top of my head, but like Drake, I just can't stand his tactics. I don't know.
Now, what about the guy Future? Now, I hear that he's about to have another album out right after he just released a mixtape or something?
I believe he either has an album or like a mixtape coming out this Friday, I believe, yes. Him, who else? Young Thug has a mixtape coming out. Wiz Khalifa has an album coming out on Friday also. Everybody's coming out with shit. But, yeah, man, hip-hop is a strange place these days, though.
Yeah, these days.
Yeah, now, but the funny thing is that, yeah, now Future and Young Thug are beefing, I guess, because I think Young Thug felt some type of way about Future deciding that he wanted to jump on the February 5th bandwagon and release music on the same day that Thugger was doing it, which sucks, I guess, because I like both artists. Yeah. Speaking of February 5th, that's the date my weed man is going to trial. To him, hopefully he makes it out unscathed. Most likely he won't. His dumb ass got busted with a whole bunch of shit. So, yeah, I feel bad for him. But not so much. But still, I feel bad because I was actually thinking about buying shit from him last week, and that's when I found out. Yeah, I was real heartbroken because I needed it. I needed that shit for once in my life.
Oh, man.
I don't, I don't know any other connects either, so I'm pretty distraught right now.
Hopefully you find something else to do with your time. Let me get these shows out the way. I only have two shows for this weekend. This is going to be on Saturday, February the 6th. The first show I have here is Dreamwave's Immortality. And the special guest superstar that they're going to have on their show is former WWE, TNA, and ECW World Champion, Rob Van Dam.
Huh.
Yeah, he's there.
He was at the AVN Awards the other day.
I heard.
He was out there. Everywhere weird, man.
Now, most of these matches are Gold Rush qualifying matches. I believe they're going to have that on their next show. They have Deep Six's Rough Crossing going up against Vic Capri. Steven Wolf going up against the former Dreamwave champion Marche Rocket. Deep Six's Nick Brubaker going up against Darren Corbin. Another Deep Six member, Eric Cannon, going up against the Juice, JT Dunn. My client, the Money, Matt Cage, going up against the New Age Punisher, B-Boy. Where do they find him? I don't know. Prince Mustafa Ali going up against my client, Shenron. For the alternative championship, the champion A.R. Fox, the whole Foxing show, is going up against the Callahan Death Machine, Sammy Callahan. And for the Dreamwave Championship, yes, this is going to be a Monsters Ball match. You can basically catch the hint. The Monster Abyss will face Mike Lyon, the Money Matt Cage. He's already in a match. He's facing the Dreamwave Champion, the Bitter Lunatic, Christian Rose. And that is Dreamwave Immortality in PG, so watch him out. Next show is Ring of Honor's Winter Warriors Tour. They are going to be doing a TV taping there in Nashville, Tennessee. The matches that they have here, they actually have a pre-show Q&A with the Young Bucks. If you're there early, go ahead and get your Q&A with Nick and Matt Beckham. Super Kick Party. I don't know if they're going to have a Super Kick Party on the pre-show, but I won't be there. They have the seven tag team gauntlet match for the future shot at the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships, but they only have three teams here announced: Roppongi Vice, the Young Bucks, and Mike Lyon's Red Dragon. And they are going to announce the rest of the teams, I guess, later this week or when the show starts. I'm not sure how Ring of Honor does this stuff. The Beer City Bruiser and Silas Young is going up against Dalton Castle's boys. I don't know what their names are called, but they're going to be called Dalton Castle's boys for right now. Matt Sydal going up against Adam Cole, baby. The Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels, going up against Dalton Castle. That should be fun. And ACH Boom of Alex Shelley and ACH going up against them boys, the Briscoe brothers. I thought they was going to have their finals for the Top Prospect Tournament. Yes, they are. The semifinals and the finals for the Top Prospect Tournament. I think they're going to have random matches. You know, they don't have a card. It's subject to change, goddamn.
It's card subject to change.
It could change any second. It could change.
Those are my favorite cards.
Yeah. And that is it. So, show's over. So, somebody find Doomsday a new weed, man.
Yeah, man, for real. I need a new weed, man. This is very disheartening. You know how distraught I was that like last Friday when I found that out.
How?
That really ruined my day. Like in the morning, I was like, shit. Like, I might call up my guy. So I went to my brother because my brother is friends with the scumbag. So, and he was like, oh, no, he's going to jail. He's going to trial. He was in jail. Now he's going to trial. So, it's a shame. R.I.P. to my connect.
Oh, man. But don't worry, I'm pretty sure you'll find something. You know, hopefully.
Three to five.
Would you want to plug your stuff?
Oh yeah, all right, yeah. I wish I had a plug, man. The plug is gone. Here's has a plug in Northwest Baltimore or Northwest Baltimore County. That would be great. That would be fantastic. My feed man is gone. I'm so upset right now. I don't know why I'm still talking. See, that's how disappointing I am. I'm still talking about this, even though I'm told to be plugging. Oh, and some magic here.
Merlish.
Yeah.
Is
that all that moving just now? That was him?
Yeah, that was all him.
That was me. I'm trying to figure out how to put this on.
What do you do? I think he wanted to put himself on mute, man.
I don't know. Knowing him.
Can we still do Five Star Wrestling since he's here?
Yeah, if you want to.
Yeah, we might as well. Shit.
Well, guess what?
Oh, no, I think he's dead.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Okay.
She's gone.
Yeah, this is how the show is going, folks. We just can't get it done. Alright, you ain't plugging nothing. You know where to find Tuesday.
Yeah, you know where to find me.
You know where to find him. You know where to find me. Oh, wait. Mofo Magic, you're back now.
Yeah, I have to hold the phone up to my ear. Very strange.
Dude, the show's over.
The show is over.
You missed it.
I came in just in time for my final line.
Yes.
Did we talk about the Sunny tape?
Oh no, we didn't. We didn't. You can go ahead.
Yeah, actually, like, there's leakage online.
Oh, they leaked it already?
Of course they would. It's 2016.
I'm not saying names, but if you are part of... You've heard Rant EM Radio. There's a show that comes on Tuesday nights called Freaks and Effing Geeks. There is a co-host on that show who on the Facebook page has a long version preview of it if you do not wish to purchase the movie.
Interesting.
So, I think I gave away too much information even in that. But just so you know, there is ways, let's put it this way, there are ways to find the video if you do not wish to purchase it. If you do purchase it, you're a sad, sad fucking person. But if you don't wish to purchase it, at this point, it's accessible anyway. But, no.
Okay.
Did we talk about how AJ Styles didn't talk?
He didn't need to.
You know damn well Vince said never give that man a microphone.
He can. It's 2016. What haven't we heard?
This is this goddamn redneck.
That's the redneck speak. He's not just a redneck.
Have you heard AJ Styles talk?
Yes. Plenty of times. Yeah. 2002.
Yeah, that's why you don't let him.
It's just Vince is scared. You gonna let Vince run the system.
Well, Vince don't like Southern people. I still believe Jim Cornette is right about that.
Yeah, you don't.
Still believe Jim Cornette is true about that. Because, well, I mean, we all, like, you know the phrase, that we all mistake country for dumb.
Yeah.
Like, a guy could be literally telling you a hypothesis on the meaning of life, and you would just be like, dumb redneck.
You know what the funny thing is? My new job, what I do for my new job is that we have techs go to different Wells Fargo sites and inventory, like, building management systems and shit like that. And I'm part of, like, the Midwest region. I'm one of the support coordinators for that. So I have to supervise all these techs and make sure all their Excel workbooks are correct and all that shit like that. So most of the guys I'm dealing with are from, like, freaking Alabama, Texas, a lot of these southern Midwest and West states and all that shit like that, and some of them have been the dumbest people I've ever, like, talked to in my life. Like, I was kind of like, I was going into it like, all right, I'm not going to stereotype people. I'm not going to stereotype people. I am not going to do this. Not this time. But, like, yeah, these were some dumb motherfuckers. Like, you tell them, you give them instructions, and they would not listen to it the next time around. You literally, they'd have, like, two sites to go to in a day, and sometimes you end up having to call them and do their supervise both of their sites. And then you tell them one thing in the first site, second site, they do the same bullshit they do before. So, yeah, these Southerners are dumb. Yes.
Then they have these accents on top of it.
AJ's
imagine how that... Well, yeah, imagine how that would have went, listen here, Miz, let me tell you about AJ Styles. Vince would have cut the mic.
AJ.
Vince would have cut it right then and there.
Yo, AJ is... All right, let me stop. But AJ, I think he has, like... I don't know. He's not dumb. I'm not going to say.
No, he's not dumb. He's a very... He's a decent promo, but... I mean,
I wouldn't call him dumb. I'm just going to say he's not articulate.
He's not the guy you want for the stick.
Yeah.
The show's over?
Yeah, the show's over.
Yeah, at least you got two parts in. You got something in. You got your shit in a little bit.
Yes, it is.
Got your licks in.
Came back on the hot tag.
Yeah, GMSI. Mm-hmm. Just to get my shit in. Did it.
Are you saying the closing words? Or just watching your stuff?
At Mofo Magic R&W, you guys. Also, please check out the Rant EM Radio website where we will be at every night between 9 and 11 p.m. Appreciate you listening to us. Of course, I'm sorry for the hiatus and I apologize. Also, I want to apologize for last week. I was under a lot of distress. And because of that, I want to say that I am so sorry that I did not talk about Roman Reigns. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, stay live. Not Josh.
And I would say, hey, hopefully that's there, but we don't have no plug man for the boy.
He's gone.
He's gone.
He's gone. He's getting locked up.
So what do we say?
Drink alcohol every day, because now I'm taking like 2 shots of whiskey at night.
Okay, we'll see y'all next weekend.
I'm an alcoholic.